CFWFM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. And more.
105.7 CFW.
Dear, I fear we're facing a problem. You love me no longer. I know, and maybe there is nothing that I can do to make you do. Mama tells me I should. Stick to another man.
They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn. Getting girls is how I live. Some ask the questions, why am I so real? But they don't understand me, or really don't know the deal about a brother trying hard to make it right. Not long ago, before I win this fight, say,
everybody's talking.
The way that I wanna live.
It's my prerogative.
I can do just what I feel.
It's my prerogative.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
It's my prerogative.
Cause what I'm doing, I'm doing for you now.
Don't get me wrong, I'm really not suited. Ego trips is not my thing. All these strange relationships really gets me down. See nothing wrong, spreading myself around.
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me.
Yeah.
Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission.
I don't need
my own decision.
It's my
prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
I can do what I wanna do.
It's my prerogative.
Can you live my life?
And more. 105.7.
Uh-huh. We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
News throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
CFW.
Looking in your
eyes I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby, don't ever look back. Let the world around us just fall apart. Baby, we can make it if we're heart to heart.
And we can build this dream together, standing strong forever. Nothing's gonna stop us now. And if this world runs out of lovers, we'll still have each other. Nothing's gonna stop us. Nothing's gonna stop us now. Oh, oh,
oh. I'm so glad I found you. I'm not gonna lose you. Whatever it takes, I will stay here with you. Take it to the good times. See it through the bad times. Whatever it takes is what I'm gonna do.
Let them say we're crazy. What do they know? Put your arms around me, baby. Don't ever let go. Let the world around us just fall apart. Baby, we can make it if we're heart to heart.
And we can build this dream together, standing strong forever. Nothing's gonna stop us now. And if this world burns out of lovers, we'll still have each other. Nothing's gonna stop us. Nothing's gonna stop us.
Ooh, all that I need is you.
All that I ever need.
And all that I want to do is hold you forever, forever and ever. Hey!
'90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack, and you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime.
And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? And you may tell yourself,
1057 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Said, ooh, she fell in love. What is the feeling? scarlet heart. Misplay it smart. Miss, if you wanna use that line, you better not start. No, but she miscalculated. She didn't wanna end up jaded. And this miss decided not to miss out on true love. So, by changing her misconception, she went in a new direction. And found inside, she felt a connection. She felt.
Someone you know celebrating a birthday or anniversary, drop us a text through the free Civic Media app. Just open up the app and find 1057 CFW. Then listen to Mike McKay every weekday morning at 8:15 to hear them announced live on the air.
Happy birthday!
Sponsored locally by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning, 1057 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced it will pause hiring and out-of-state travel amid budget constraints. In a memo sent to staff on Friday, the agency announced it would freeze hiring for all jobs except two critical positions through the end of June. They also announced a pause on out-of-state travel and that it would consider voluntary reductions in paid working hours if requested by individual employees. Officials cited a $2.3 million reduction in state funding as a major factor in the decision to reduce spending. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reporting an increase in the amount of taxes and fees collected this December compared to previous years. According to their report, the state collected nearly $2.1 billion in general purpose taxes and fees this year, up from about $2 billion last December. The increase represents a nearly 2% bump over the previous December, and in total, the state collected over 5% more than it did the previous year, with $9.7 billion this year compared to $9.2 billion in 2023. A Rockford, Illinois man has been charged in relation to a 2022 homicide in Altoona. 47-year-old Charles Gary is the third person to face charges in connection to the homicide. According to court documents, Rockford authorities discovered the burnt body of Dennis Shaddy on April 12, 2022, later determining that the homicide had occurred in Altoona before his body was moved. Gary was charged with concealment of a homicide death. 46-year-old Brandon Gaston of Rockford and 55-year-old Tracy Clark of Altoona are also facing charges. A suspect has been taken into custody after law enforcement authorities determined a Saturday fire in Elk Mound to be arson. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Office, the fire occurred early Saturday morning just before 5 a.m. at Shooter's Showgirls in Elk Mound. After reviewing security footage, authorities determined that the fire was caused by arson. Officers then interviewed Colton Jansen of Comstock, who allegedly admitted to his involvement in the fire before being taken into custody. The building was completely destroyed in the fire. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
We are going to put a tiny little pause on that warm-up that started yesterday. Today, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high right around 9 above. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping to 5 below. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high to 20. We're back to 28 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 1 above.
CFW.
80s, 90s, and more.
Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
I get no time, but I get up again.
But it ain't no lie. Bye, bye, bye.
105.7 CFW.
Get it out. I'll be your show.